Well, seeing the storm clouds gathering last year, I went to Iraq twice. Once for the BBC, once for the Sunday Mirror. I went with George Galloway, incidentally. So if you read about millions being taken from the Saddam regime, it could be me tomorrow. Incidentally, the Daily Telegraph came with us on both occasions too. But, of course, Galloway was the way to get into Iraq. And at the time, the second time I was there, the Iraqi regime was persuaded to allow the weapons inspectors' teams back in. Hans Blix and his teams went back in. Hans Blix and his team wanted more time. Hans Blix and his team were prevented from having more time. And I'm very interested, because I'm a member of an elected member of the Labour Party's National Executive Committee, I'm very interested in the claims made by Clare Short today, who saw all of the Cabinet papers, all of the information supplied to members of the Cabinet on this issue, saying that the Prime Minister had effectively decided last August that Britain would support America and go to war against Iraq. She's telling the truth. And I tell you why she's telling the truth, because I know on our National Executive Committee, I've put down three resolutions in August, at the time Clare Short was talking about, in January, and in March, after the war had started. There was also a resolution passed at the Labour Party conference that was quite explicit. It said that no military action should be taken unless it had the full agreement of the United Nations, and a second Security Council resolution. That, too, was what I put down at our meeting in August. On all three occasions, Tony Blair spoke against. He wanted this motion either remitted or not voted on. And he and his supporters won each and every time. Now, in the Labour Party and the country, more importantly the country, we were sold a line about the importance of a second Security Council resolution. That, of course, we know never came about. We were then, of course, told that Resolution 1441 allowed for the possibility of military force. We also know from the correspondence from Ambassador Negroponte, the American ambassador to the United Nations, and all the pressure that he put behind the scenes, and Jan Kavan may be able to tell you more than I can, but that countries such as Syria were persuaded to vote for 1441 on the basis that that did not include military action against Iraq. Clare Short has said that we were deceived.
Yeah.
We've been lied to. I believe that we've been lied to. And we have quite clearly broken the United Nations Charter. Very seriously, for where I come from in the Labour Party, the United Nations Charter forms part of our constitution. Tony Blair has not only broken a conference decision, he's refused to take votes on the National Executive Committee. He's taken us into a war. We know that from this document that was prepared in September. We know that not only was it sexed up, it had pieces inserted to it that came from American intelligence that were unreliable. That claims, as other people have said, that weapons could be fired within 45 minutes. Jeff Hoon, the defence minister, said that British bases in Cyprus could be hit by Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Well, we've been lied to. And I think that this is a very serious issue indeed. Obviously it is. Not only could Tony Blair be bringing the Labour Party into disrepute, a crime that is apparently being levelled to other members of Parliament, but I think that there needs to be an independent inquiry, a truly independent inquiry. And when people talk about the Intelligence Committee of the House of Commons running this inquiry, I don't think that will wash, because Anne Taylor, the chair of the committee, the other day was asked when the committee would next meet, and she said, I can't tell you, it's a secret. So we're not going to get very far with that. Now, it may be that the Foreign Affairs Select Committee may launch an inquiry. It may be the Defence Affairs Committee may launch an inquiry. We need an independent inquiry. And I think if Parliament's not able to do it, then the people have to do it. And I think if CND intend to pursue this to the International Court, which they do, we should give it all the support we can. Maybe it will not succeed. But as all of the speakers have said, this is so crucial because it really goes to the heart of what we're all about as an international community, whether it's about the United Nations pursuing world peace through conflict resolution or a new world order based on preemptive defence or preemptive attack. And I think that if the Prime Minister is found by an independent inquiry to have lied to us over such an important issue where British troops were sent to their death, unknown numbers of Iraqis have died, then he should go. He should resign.